What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast.
Yay, I'm Shannon.
Oh, I forgot we still do that.
Well, we did in the past couple of times, but I feel like it's been a while. So
it's been a while. Okay, I'm Shay.
And I am Shannon.
It's been a while and we missed you guys so much. We miss like posting, clipping, like all of these things, clipping our reels and stuff. Mm-hmm. We took off for the holidays.
Yes.
And then we took off for other reasons that I won't talk about on here yet, just yet. Because you know what?
Life's just lifing.
Life is lifing.
Lifing hard.
Hard. Hard right now. I feel like in our lives, in the world.
But I mean, your 20s, they're not supposed to be easy.
No, and they're definitely not easy. I feel like a lot of people hype up your 20s and glamorize it, and it's not glamorized.
No, I feel like I remember being in high school and I'd be like, oh my God, I just can't wait till not even like 20, but like being in college, which ultimately is end up being 20 and being like 21 and being able to drink. And I'm like, oh my God, so much freedom. But with freedom comes responsibility and just life.
It's so overwhelming. I'm literally like constantly overwhelmed. I saw this TikTok that was like, you have to clean, cook, work out, eat healthy, do your laundry. Like, and just even the basics of life is so overwhelming and is so much. And I feel like it's so hard, but then you add on so much more. And like, I don't know, I feel like lately things are definitely hitting and becoming real. I remember when I was younger, I would be like, I can't wait to be 27. Like 27 is going to be like peak Shay. And I'm turning 27 at the end of this year and I am not close.
I am 27. Turning 28 very soon.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I get that. Man, I wish my biggest problem right now was making sure I could get my math homework in time on Thursday. Like, I wish that was my stress. Like,
I know.
If I only knew back then, like, did that not feel like the end of the world? Like, oh my God, I have a paper due for history and I have my math test on Friday and this. And now I'm like,
yeah, I would skip school to actually do my projects that I missed.
Honestly.
Anyway, so we're obviously it is smart. I did it all the time. It was not good. My mom did not know. So we're obviously in a new spot right now, which is we are obsessed with. I love it so much. Again, we're not going to dive into it yet.
Yeah, that's for later. Later.
Later. But I think we're testing the waters of life right now. Things are changing, things are shifting, and I feel like that's just so constant. We're always constantly growing. Things are constantly coming at us and we have to like, you know, navigate it. So that's where we're at right now. I feel like we're both on the same boat, if I'm being honest. Like,
oh yeah, we definitely are. We're definitely in the same boat. We are riding it together. We are in the middle of the ocean paddling our way back to land.
Right, no water.
We're actually just stuck in the sand and make that sand quicksand. That's where we're at.
That's exactly where we're at. And you know what? That's okay, because I feel like this happens. And I can't wait for us to like 5 years from now, we look back and we're like, holy shit, how did we like get ourselves out of that? Because we're in a pit.
Yeah. Well, or you can think about the flip side, kind of how I just talked about being in high school, being like, man, my biggest worry was my math homework. Mm-hmm. Granted, we're older, there are more real problems, but I can't wait in like 5 years to be like, remember that time where I thought my life was like in shambles and I'm just going to look back on myself and be like, it's okay now.
Yeah.
So
I love that. I can't wait for that.
That's more positive perspective, I guess, to come from.
And I need to hear that because my mindset is not good. I've been reading this book that my therapist recommended me. And it was like, we as adults need to play more, which I think is really funny. Mm-hmm. She has a theory that we need to play and sleep our necessities. Like, do things that you like. Go out with your... And it doesn't even have... Like, therapy can be taken too seriously. It can even be like, go grab a drink with your friends. Like, you know, go and have fun. Make sure you have time to do things that you enjoy and have fun with. And those are like... That's like necessary in your life. And this girl... For this author, it has like this, you know, really good mindset on that. And I totally agree with her. Like, I feel like the reason we're even surviving is because we're going and trying new gyms. We're gonna like go and do like football game, like watch football games and like go and have a drink, maybe dinner here and there. You know, like that's the only way that we're actually like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing, because imagine if we didn't do that, or even, I mean, we not to get all sappy, but we literally talked about how, like, it's such a hard time for the both of us. Like, we don't know, like, you're the only reason I'm getting through my time, and I'm the only reason you're getting. And it's just like having that and having also an escape to be like, oh, like, I can go hang out with Shay and it'll be fun, and I don't have to, like, stress about certain things in my life that's going on right now. And it's just like, you need that. Cause then what? You just sit at home and you dwell and you spiral, and your life becomes worse.
I would do that if it weren't for you. Seriously. Like, I've been raving to you, to my sisters, because I'm like, dude, it's like when I go and, like, you pick me up, I'm like, my mind just, like, completely, my mindset completely shifts, and I'm, like, so distracted that I don't have to, like, dwell on things. And I feel like I do that so often. I'm constantly dwelling. I'm constantly, like, seeing the worst in myself. Like, what did I do wrong
here? Playing out all the scenarios and being like, well, what if I make this decision? How is it going to play out?
Yeah.
What is it going to look like in a year? Where am I going to go in a month? Like, it's just, like, it's unnecessary stress sometimes. I mean, like, there are things that you need to think about, but, like, I feel like, again, remember what I talked about? We can't put so much pressure on ourselves to make life perfect, because life isn't perfect, but that is also what makes it perfect.
I know, because that's, like, the human experience.
Yeah, because I know everyone hears everyone say, like, if you didn't have times that were terrible, or if you didn't feel sadness, you'd never be able to feel the great times, and you'd never be able to feel the happiness. And I think that even though the sadness sucks and the stress is awful, but, man, having a good time is worth all of that.
Like, I feel like every time something major happens in my life, I'm always coming out of it with a different perspective on things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've grown, like, mentally from a situation. And I feel like I do that so often and I don't realize it. Like, I'm in the thick of it and I'm like, this sucks. And then I get out of it and I'm like, wait, that actually really helped me to understand myself more, you know?
Well, also think about all the times that you were probably like, wow, this is awful. Like, you're in these pits, right? And then you come out and it all works out.
Yeah.
Every time it always works out. As long as you try and make it work, or you put effort towards these things that you want to work out, like, it will work out.
If
you give up, then it's not. But, like, if you keep trying, it always will work out.
I agree. We're getting deep, girl. And I love it. And you know what? I'm going to get shredded because I'm going to the gym.
Some would say she's going to get yolked.
I'm going to get yolked.
Yolked.
Bitch.
Yolked.
Yolked and yoked. So me and Shannon have been trying new gyms, and I'm so excited about that because it's been, first of all, so fun. Second of all, I love the discounts we get when we try a new gym. So we've just been...
Gym.
So we've been bouncing around, and we've had a lot of fun with it. But also, I'm like, I was a Pilates girl, and now I'm like, I don't think that Pilates really did that much for me, if I'm being honest.
No, I think Pilates, I've always said that Pilates is something, how do you say it?
Mm-hmm.
It's an addition.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it shouldn't be your sole workout.
Right.
It should be an addition to what you're doing.
I know, because either I have to be eating like a carnivore, or I have to be going literally every day of the week. Like, yeah. Nonstop doing like the hardest classes, because other than that, I don't really see any much
change.
So now I'm doing weights, bitch, and I'm drinking protein, and I'm gonna get yolked.
You literally were drinking protein, but that's the thing though, is Pilates, the few times that I went, and I like Pilates, don't get me wrong, but like I said, I think it's an addition. I don't think it's like a sole workout, but it's the same. It becomes the same thing. I go a little crazy, but then also your body starts to get used to it.
Yeah.
So it's like really what, you're not upping your weights. It's just.
Dude, I feel that so hard. I stopped going for months because I was like, why am I not feeling this? It's because I'm not doing anymore.
Changing.
There's nothing more that I can do there. So I have to like, so anyways, we've been doing strength change. Where you've been, girl. I'm like watching her do my like little deadlifts.
Yeah. Shay has joined my strength training, I guess you could say.
Also, having a workout buddy, my God, it is so necessary.
I was thinking about this on my way to pick you up. So all week, Shay and I have pretty much have been working out together. And there is something so nostalgic about coming to pick you up. I literally am like on my way. I like leave my house. I'm like, okay, I got to leave here at 11:30 because it's going to take 20 minutes for the whole entire trip to get to the gym. And I'm like, okay, cool. I leave my house and I put my music on. I'm eating my snack. I feel like I am back to going to practice and I'm in carpool and I'm literally like, singing my song. And then I see Shay coming out downstairs and she's like, hey, she's all dressed in her workout. She got her bag. And I'm like,
I know,
man, there is something so nostalgic about picking up someone to work out.
No, this is a core memory for sure, because I feel the same way. I'm like, every time she's like, I'm going to be here at this certain time. And I'm like, at that certain time, I'm like, where's my phone?
You're like in a full panic.
Yeah, full panic. And then I get downstairs and I'm like, hey. Yeah, it is full. It is full on like nostalgic.
I'm actually like, I'm living for it. Like the way I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I can't wait to go to my workout class. Yeah. I can't wait to go pick up Shay. And I can't wait to, it's like the event of my day.
It really is, mine too. And I'm excited about it. I also feel so much better. Like every time, going through a lot, we've already established that.
We're going through a lot.
My mentality is gone to it is up in there. Every time I go and work out, I go and then I forget all my troubles because I'm working out and I'm stressed about that. And I'm like, oh my God, what if, do I need to up my weights? Whatever. And then I leave and I'm like cheesing, cheesing so hard because I'm like giddy and I don't, it's the dopamine.
Yeah. The like endorphin high. I mean, I tell this to people all the time when people are like, I don't understand how you're so motivated, how you do this every single day. Cause I do, like, I literally do it every single day for the past, I can't, like, since COVID, like, I've been working out every single day. I mean, that's, I'm not crazy. Like, I have days off and everything like that and vacation and whatever. But, like, the endorphin high, there is truly nothing better than after completing a workout. The feeling, the dopamine, the endorphins.
I know.
I was like, I am the most social person after. I'm like, I'm like, hey, everyone.
You so are. And it's so funny when, like, I go out and you know people, because I'm always like that friend that's like, you know, just waiting for you to like finish catching up. And then I'm like, how's that?
And I'm like, yeah, we work out together. No. It's just honestly too, though, like people who work out, then there's no shame to people who don't work out. But the community that is built around like gyms or just working out in general, like it's, there's something so nice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as lame as it sounds, it's like everyone's working towards their own goal, but all together. It doesn't matter if it's like someone wanting to lose weight or someone wanting to bulk up or whatever it is. Like, I don't know, it's just everyone's there for a similar reason, but all different reasons at the same time. And we're all supporting each other.
I know.
Never judging. I promise you.
Except for when you go to Pilates.
If you don't have a matching set, you get the F out.
I'm running out of that class so fast because I don't want to talk to anyone. But maybe that's just me. I'm just so nervous.
I think that I feel the same way about Pilates.
I am so nervous at Pilates. But people, like, even today we were in, like, our groups, whatever, and, like, somebody was like, do you want to switch me bags? And it was, like, this massive bag. And I was like, please.
Wait, I actually was dying laughing at that.
I was like, please.
The bag was actually, like, if you held it up, it was your height.
Yeah. And so, and then I got the small one, and he just, but it was just, like, just kind, just, like, going, we're all doing the same thing. We're all roughing it up in there. So I've had so much fun these past few weeks, dude.
I'm excited for you, because I think that you're pretty much sold on this one gym that we tried out, which rightfully so. Once you like start consistently going and say you go at the same time or same certain times, you start to see the same people and like build, I don't know, there's just something.
Yeah,
I love just building a community of like friendship. And like, I mean, like, I have friends that are 50, 45, 21. And it's just like crazy that like age becomes just a number.
Yep.
And you're like suddenly, and then you just take a step back and you're like, wow, I was just having a full on 30-minute conversation with like a 45-year-old
Right. And it's
guy,
like fun and it's
so normal.
I know. And you know what? Here's my tea with our new gym. Thank God for childcare. Why don't cooler gyms have childcare?
This is my snaps.
Like we us cool moms and dads want to go work out with you too. Mm-hmm. Like we feel secluded because no one has childcare, and I get that it's a lot, but you don't understand how much I'll pay.
Secluded
for childcare.
To the Y.
Right. Secluded to the YMCA, which I've grown up at, and I have it. It has a special place in my heart, okay?
But she wants a cool gym.
I want a cool, hip, young gym where I can meet cool friends.
Yeah.
You know? So thank God for that.
Literally.
Anyways, I feel like, Shannon, there's so much freaking going on in our lives and in the world. Like, literally, the fires in LA, first of all, are so devastating and awful. And I've been, like, keeping up with it. I've been kind of off social media for the past few days, so I haven't been posting about it because I'm just off social media right now. But it's been devastating and so scary. And you know what I heard that was insane?
What?
people were going on TikTok and they were like, okay, the fires are really, really scary. And, you know, make sure that you're safe. Make sure you're alert about it. But you know what's scarier? The second round after all of these fires and devastation, looting and robbing.
Okay, yes. I have recently have started seeing people robbing places, but then also setting fires.
Yes.
I was like, because
they literally
want to
watch, they want to watch the world burn. Like, it's crazy to me and it's so scary. And I'm like, because think about it. All of the first responders, all the police, all the firemen are going to the fires and helping the people who are going, because that's like where their focus is at right now. They're not focused on the little bag over here, you know,
robbing
looting
the 7-Eleven on the corner.
Right. And it's like crazy. And so anyways, I just didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that either.
Until I saw this video and they were like, stay safe, girls, stay together. Like,
oh God, I didn't even think about that either.
Craziness. And it's like when chaos hits, I feel like we saw this kind of in the pandemic. Like when chaos hits and people don't know what to do, goes crazy.
You just had my brain. Like I literally just was like staring at the ground. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
No, it's so bad. And honestly, my entire TikTok is the fires. Mm-hmm. And I was scrolling last night and I was just kind of like trying to like look up like, you know, how does it start? Like kind of like trying to gain knowledge because like I don't understand. And I started crying.
Yeah.
I mean, like I laugh in uncomfortable situations. So that's why I'm laughing a little bit. But like, because I don't understand because I've never lived in LA and I've never experienced like that kind of thing. But I went to school in a place where hurricanes were very common. And I remember one year there was supposed to be a really bad hurricane. Luckily, it did not hit as nearly as bad as they said it would. But I left and I didn't grab anything. And that feeling of losing everything you own, I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. And it was terrible. I cried every single night for 3 weeks straight thinking I lost everything my parents ever gave me. Mm-hmm. I lost everything, like, just everything I've owned since my childhood. And I'm just like, so I can resonate with that. And I think it brought me back to that moment when I was like thinking about all these people losing their houses and like birth certificates. Mm-hmm. Like that's so sad.
Everything, dude.
And it's just awful because it's natural disasters and they really are.
It's horrible. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around it. I feel like it's just like some, when you're not experiencing it and you're kind of just seeing it like on TV, social media, all of these things, it's like, it's so hard to wrap your brain around it. And then like, we have Ashlyn who's in LA and I'm like texting her, making sure she's okay. And I'm like, she's seeing this, like she's there. That's terrifying. And
that's what I was saying. Like, I have never, it's like physically seeing that, like these pictures and videos, like, yeah, I'm seeing it on social media and I'm like, oh my God, that's so devastating. But I can't even wrap my head around seeing it in person, like out your window. And I've seen some crazy videos lately. And I'm like, what are you're standing in your house or your apartment or wherever. And there's just literal flames
everywhere.
And I'm just like, I just can't even imagine that. And so to all that to say is we are thinking of everyone in LA.
Yes.
And we are sending all the loves and thoughts and prayers because it's devastating.
Yeah, I can't even put my head around it. But again, stay safe, you guys. Be smart and stick with the crew because people are now going nutso about it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the whole flip side of that too.
I know. Crazy. So anyways, I feel like we've had so much go on, like, I guess in like the pop culture atmosphere since we've been gone.
Since we've been gone. Anyways,
so we haven't been able to debrief our New Year's because we last finished, I guess our last episode was Christmas Eve.
We didn't even debrief Christmas.
That feels like a lifetime ago. I don't even know if I want to go there.
No, my only thing I got to say about Christmas is that I've realized my favorite thing is on TikTok, the Grinch at Universal Studios or something.
My God, yeah. And the elf who's taken names, bitch, he's taken names. He's looking them up if they're naughty or nice.
No, I literally cannot get enough of that. I just eat it up. I'm like, give me another Grinch video. Give me another. Whoever plays the Grinch, or if there's multiple of them, I don't really know. You better be spending that money because they deserve more.
Dude, they devour every person I've seen in that role. devoured.
Yeah. I wonder if it is the same person or if it's multiple.
No, it's multiple.
Is it?
I think it's multiple people because they're all kind of a little bit different, I feel like. But no, they are amazing.
They're
amazing.
Like every, it, I want to meet them. That's, yeah. that's where I'm at this yeah. point now.
Are we going to be Disney adults? I'd be a Disney adult.
I don't know if I'd be a Disney adult, but I would go to Disney.
No, yeah, I was definitely making fun of Disney adults.
Oh.
That was me being so sarcastic.
Oh.
I love that people have a passion.
I believe everyone needs a passion in
a
this
passion
life.
A passion keeps you going.
It keeps you going.
If it's Disney, go off, queen.
Yeah, get those pins.
What?
What?
See, that's how much I don't know, but I've been to Disney twice.
Same.
Okay.
Wait. Three? Twice. I think twice.
But you know what pins are.
Yeah, you get those. When I was younger, we got these like lanyard things and then you like collect little pins.
Oh, that's cute.
And by collect, I mean my parents would purchase a pretty penny for these little pins and
yeah.
then you trade them.
Oh,
and
of course. Oh my God. Everything's so crazy overpriced there.
They're also worth, some of them are worth a lot of money now. Like the old, vintage, like Mickey.
Wow.
Black and white. They're worth a lot of money.
I love that. Let's move on though, because we had the best New Year's, you guys, and I've been so excited to talk to you about it because it was just like
I've told everyone about this.
Me too. It's like sick.
It's sick. And then I'm like, am I right? Are they like, am I being rude?
No. No.
Like, is it rude of what we did?
Here's what my thing is, Shannon, because before we did New Year's, do you know how stressed New Year's had us?
Like, literally, we talked about it on here. We were like, New Year's is so overrated, which I still stand by.
I do too.
I still stand
actually,
by.
I'm changing my opinion a bit. I have. That night changed my opinion about that because, I mean, first of all, New Year's, we were stressed about it for so long. And then me and Shannon figured out what we were going to do the day before.
The literal day before. The stress. And look, if you don't live in a city, maybe that's like, you're like, okay, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Living in a city, there's the only option you have is you're going to a house party.
Yeah.
Or you're paying a lot of money to go to a ticketed event.
Yeah.
Those are your only options. So.
we tested out a few that night.
We dipped our toes in a lot of those waters. We said, why not try it all?
Why not try it all? And we did.
And we did. And so Shay and I are texting the day before. We're like, screw it. Let's just go to this ticketed event. $250 we spent some money on it, and we're
the
like
the only thing that made me okay with that is the open bar.
There was an open bar. It was, we ate dinner there. It was honestly worth it. It was definitely worth it.
Yeah,
because then we're here at this ticketed event, we eat dinner, we get our drinks, we're having a good time, and then we're like, we got invited to this house party and we're like, should we just get an Uber and
yeah
waddle on over? Yeah, why not?
Well, we can kind of see the guest list before we go. So we got the invite and then we were like accepted into this invite.
It's it hilarious now.
And then after we were accepted to join into this party, we were like, oh, it must be like so exclusive, like so insane. And then we were like seeing like names that we kind of recognized here and there. Mm-hmm. So we go.
Oh, we go.
And we walk in, the way I'm telling, like, I'm not even being dramatic. We walked in, our Uber left, we turned our asses around as soon as we got up those stairs and saw what we were walking into, and we left.
Okay, well, the kicker about all this is, that's what happened. We walked outside, and we were like, mm-mm. We can't do that. So that was weird. We didn't like it. It brought me back to college. I was like, it felt like I was too early for a party in college. And I was like, I should have stayed at the pregame longer.
Right.
But me and Shay looked at each other and we were like, oh my God, our Uber is like 12, 15 minutes away. And we're like, Shay goes, I need a drink. And I was like, same. We got to go back.
We got to go back in. We were sitting outside waiting for the Uber or ordering the Uber. And 15 minutes, or it was a 15 minute thing. So we were like, and then like, this was after somebody even came out and was like, are you guys leaving? And we were like, yeah.
Oh my God. And so me and Shay look at each other. Shay's like, I need a drink. And I was like, honestly, yeah, me too. And she's like, okay. And I was like, okay, I'll come with. We go back inside like two soldiers going to war. And we get to the fridge and we're like, where do the people keep these drinks? All there was like a bottle of Tito's, and Shay's like, should I make a drink? And I'm like, I guess it's our only option. we were really fending for ourselves out there. And then finally, we like kind of run into this. I'm assuming they were a couple.
Yeah.
They're like, they're nice. They small talked us a little bit. And then I just go, does this place have any beer?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah. They open up the fridge. And the girl's like, there's like these seltzer things, whatever. We find a Red Bull and a little seltzer thing.
Yeah. And a giant bowl of just plain lettuce.
Just lettuce. But literally just lettuce. Iceberg lettuce.
Yeah. And like, that was fun. So then we walk back downstairs and go outside and we sit.
And we drink our drinks.
People keep coming up to us and they're like, you guys leaving? I'm like, yes. Like, we weren't there. We weren't even there. I didn't even see you in there.
Who are you?
How do you know that I'm late? Like,
how did you know I was there?
And even the people who were throwing the party were like, yeah, this is lame as where are you guys going? We were like, we're not telling you. Like,
yeah, we're
no. Yeah, we're just gonna go. Bye.
But also, they were like, where are you going? And I'm like, if you don't have somewhere to go, good luck getting in anywhere.
Yeah, that's well. So we leave the house party. We go back to our first location. So fun. We were chilling there. We were having fun. We were grabbing more drinks. And then we were like, you know what sounds fun? Another location, the Virgin, because we were literally in between going to two places, the Virgin and one hotel.
Yep.
And we ended up going with one hotel because it was like closer to the fireworks. Yep. Turns out the Virgin was hype as fudge and we made the wrong decision.
We did. And we'll admit it. But here's our thing. Sometimes you just got to be confident and bold in this life. That's
right.
All I got to tell you.
You know what? I got that from my mother. She will get her way.
Oh, she will.
Yeah.
She will.
Yeah.
There's a story I know about that one, but it was about Chapel Roan and the Uber.
Exactly.
But anyways, so we're standing at the one hotel, we're drinking our drinks and we're just like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling bopping around.
Yeah.
Ubering around was so much fun.
Just the Uber rides. Like,
it was expensive, but it was fun.
We got in there and we were just like shooting.
Yeah, it was just so much fun. So we were all looking at each other and I was like, I kind of want to go to the Virgin. And then you were like, yeah, I kind of want to go to the Virgin.
Yeah.
And then our friend Christina was like, do we just do it?
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, let's just do it. Like, what's the worst? They say no and we just Uber back here.
Right.
Okay.
Given you're given a wristband when you walk into a place, right? And we're like, maybe, just maybe they have the same color wristband.
Maybe.
So we Uber again to the Virgin because it's hype as they have got three levels. There's a DJ there. There's like the fireworks are about to go off. So we're like, let's go and let's check it out. So we get there.
Mm-hmm.
We see people walking out. They only have white wristbands. Dude. And we were like, do you want to give us your wristband? And they couldn't get it off.
Yeah. Those dumbasses. Leaving before midnight too. Wild move. But yeah, they tried. They both like tried to get it off. They couldn't. And we said, you know what? And then they tried to invite us to come with them. And we were like, no. And then they gave up on trying to give us their wristbands. And I was like.
But then they were appalled with us after we said no. They were like, oh, come on, forget them. We're like, forget us?
You were just trying to give us your wristbands to go to a different place when you were leaving.
Right. What do you mean? So anyways, we walk in and turns out, Christina goes first. I'm in the back. And then she was like, said something. I didn't really hear it.
She walks up there and she goes, we're on the guest list. And he just looks at her and goes, oh, staff.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah.
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 So we walk our happy little asses up in there.
He said something to Christina like he knew her, like said like, oh, that's so-and-so or whatever. And Christina just played with it. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And I said, staff. Staff was wearing a red wristband.
What are the odds?
Killed me.
And like, I hate to be like a little bit of moochy, but like it was a $300 ticket. And we got in for free because we had staff wristbands by chance.
By chance. And Christina just so maybe happened to look like this lady, Susie.
And she's also so intimidating. Like, you don't want to look at her too long because it's like, you just want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She's like, she's ready for it.
Yeah. You also don't want to be on Christina's bad side.
No.
You do not want to be on her bad side.
No, you don't.
She do things.
Yeah. Love her to death. Thank God we've got her on our side.
I literally love her. But that killed me. And she also, Christina's so, I mean, I'm tall, but Christina's so little compared to me too. And she's just this little short girl in front of me. She's like, we're on the guest list. He's like, oh yeah, staff. And I'm like,
yeah. And then we got free drinks there. We got free whatever we wanted. It was phenomenal.
It was great.
Yeah. And we just bopped around. And that was like the first time that it was just like we could do whatever we really wanted. Like we were just like all happy being wherever we were.
Yeah.
And like bopping around and being like, hey, let's try this. Let's try that. We just had like such a good. So turns out, you guys, New Year's was so fun. New Year's was worth the hype this time. And we now know what to do next year. Like, we're just going to get tickets and we're going to do it that way.
Yeah. And I will next year say again that I think it's overrated. So.
Okay. Wait. Because we're going to dive into some freaking movies and TV because I have so much to debrief with you.
Same. I have watched a lot.
Yeah.
An ungodly amount.
Yeah.
Of movies and TV.
Right. Like the cold weather, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Can really F off. The dry cold weather, it makes me want to die. So I just stay cooped up in my house, which is fine.
Yep. I finally watched The Substance. And I watched it and immediately had to text you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the actual hell did I just watch?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it though.
But really?
That's like, I don't love like watching gore so much, but like, I think I enjoyed like the actual like message of the movie.
Yeah.
Cause like the obvious thing is like, she wants to be younger and she wants to be pretty and she like doesn't want to age. Right.
Yeah.
But I think that not the deeper meaning per se, but like the realization you have during the movie is that she's a lonely person. And if she wasn't lonely, maybe she wouldn't feel this way. And she wouldn't give herself such a hard time because like there's a part in the movie where she tries to go on a date with a guy, but she keeps, you know, remembering her, you know, other half, her prettier version or her younger self or whatever that she splits her time with. And, she like keeps trying to redo her makeup and I'm like, we've all been there. Like you're like, I just don't like the way I look right now. And it's so deep rooted for her that she ends up just not going on the date.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if she just went on that date, would she have ended it all? Like, would she have stopped doing this whole substance? So I guess I probably, if you don't know what The Substance is by now, that's crazy. But
I watched it. I genuinely don't think that I can make it through.
Yeah. I was gonna say it's, if you can't handle like seeing some gross things.
Yeah.
Like gross.
And sounds.
And yeah, sounds. It's nasty. Like there are people coming out of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. Hard pass. But so, I mean, basically, I guess if you don't know what The Substance is, it's about pretty much a take on beauty standards and more of like a body gore way. So they turn it into like a thriller horror movie.
Which kind of has a weird message behind that, huh?
Yeah, type vibe. So pretty much it's like, you know, this famous actress when she was really young, she was really famous for like doing like those kind of aerobic type classes or whatever.
Yeah.
She obviously got old and she's getting fired because she's old and they want to replace her with someone young, new and hip. And so that's kind of where that spirals into her getting offered this thing that lets her live every 7 days being someone who's like in her 20s and she's so young and pretty and everyone loves her to then switching the next 7 days being back to like her old self.
I was wondering how it would go, like how that worked. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I thought at first I didn't even recognize that it was Demi Moore.
I know. I
had no idea.
I feel like in the movie, they make her look a certain way because she is stunning.
Stunning.
And yeah. I'm like, they obviously, like, you know, if you watch the movie, like, she over time, like, you know, diminishes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spoiler, if you still want to watch it, I mean, fair warning, it's gross. But, like, the more the younger body takes over and doesn't respect the boundary between the two of them, and she doesn't switch bodies every 7 days, then Demi Moore's body starts deteriorating and becoming like a goblin.
So she wants to stay the younger version longer.
So that's the thing is like The Substance says like, they like are like, remember you are one, you're still one person, but they almost have different thoughts and feelings because like they start hating each other.
Yeah.
But they're still the same person. And like the young girl's like, well, I just need one more day. Like I'm hosting New Year's Eve, like stuff like that. And she was like, and then one day becomes 3 months. And like, then she has to switch back. And it's a whole thing. You really have to, like, you know, just watch the movie.
Crazy.
But it's a very, very interesting. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I also can just, like, I'm a little crazy and I can get through those things. But the last...
Oh, I think I saw something.
30 minutes of this movie.
I think I saw something on that.
Had me laughing, but like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, now, all you need to know is it just literally reminds me so much of Carrie, the movie Carrie.
Okay.
And apparently they, I don't know what it is actually, but it's like they used like tens of thousands of pounds of blood for the last scene. Like there's, the whole thing is just red.
Ew.
It's insane.
Ew.
But it's kind of funny. It's very campy. The
okay,
last
I like
30
that.
Minutes.
I
but
like
it's
that.
Gross and it's weird and I don't know.
But I do like the message behind it. Like I feel like it's almost like you have to like people these days will like kill who they are actually to become who they want to be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, it almost is kind of like, you know how like a lot of people are talking about like, oh my God, how does Lindsay Lohan look this good? Or how does Christina Aguilera look like this? And it's kind of like a take on that. Like people, I mean, not saying that they look bad. They look literally amazing. But like, it's kind of like a weird take on that.
Yeah.
These like people just want to be young and still relevant. And I don't know, it's also really sad, but like really beautiful at the same time, because like it kind of shows you that you should just appreciate aging because you can't go back. Because going back obviously had its repercussions when she just wishes she could just be herself in general.
Wow.
So that's
well, my movie is just very normal.
Not that.
Not that at all. So I was like just bored. And so I watched the first Gladiator and then back to back watched the second. And here's my first thought. You have to watch them back to back.
Okay.
It makes a world of difference. I don't even remember the last time I watched Gladiator 1. And then I, when I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, like that, it's coming back to me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I watched the second and I'm like, oh my God, it all adds up, you know? And then they had the woman from the first movie in the second film. And there's like just so many characters that transition into the second. And then also, you know, when movies are this far apart, it's like they kind of just f*** up a little bit, or they try and make it too modern or too this. I think it was a perfect balance. And I also feel like it was just, I don't know. It just made me feel like I was watching a movie with my dad again. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, cause I love how people are like, these are the movies that I would watch with my dad. And I'm like, yeah, I was like Batman at like five, like all the freaking Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
And this was, and the Gladiators and 300, which like no kid should be watching. Like,
wait, I'm dying. I'm like thinking about, I'm like, what did I watch with my dad?
What?
It wasn't like really when I was, I mean, it was when I was younger for sure, but like we were always watching movies as a family. But when I'd watch stuff with my dad, it'd be like Ancient Aliens, the Egyptian pyramids.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
My dad.
Where
do I get it from?
I love it.
But it's hilarious.
I know. But it's so funny because I'm like, my dad watched like and I'm like not trying to be like,
different.
I'm different. I love movies about war and
you
like
do. I mean,
Troy, because I grew up on like Troy and 300 and Gladiator and like all of these movies watching with my dad. And I'm like, I love history too, because my dad loves history.
I would say that's also why I feel like you like the Game of Thrones. You that kind of thing, because it plays into like war, but also adds like fantasy element to it.
100%. That's like where I get like my movie taste from. And it's like, so it's honestly, I love it. I'm like, I hate to be like, I'm watching Band of Brothers, you know, because it's like, I'm not trying to relate to you boys. Don't talk to me. I'm just trying to be like, yeah, it's actually good.
I will say that is like, we have a lot of like similar tastes in like movies and TVs, but that is where we differ.
We divide. Yeah.
We divide and conquer.
And that's okay. We do conquer. We conquer and slay.
Well, that's the thing. It's like Shay's over here. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I did like Gladiator and stuff, but like, I'm not a Game of Thrones girly. I just could never really get into it. But then I'm over here being like, oh, I like the substance.
I used to meet people and ask them, the first question I would ask them if you've watched Game of Thrones. And if they said no, I'd be like, I don't think I'd relate to you. But here we are. But anyways, it was really good. And then I got on this little kick, this little Paul Mescal kick.
Oh.
Because like, my God.
It's her background.
Oh my God.
You know how I talked about Timmy last episode?
No.
That's
Paul
you.
Mescal is like, I just saw him in The Gladiator, first of all. Like, so handsome. So just like, I'm swooned. And so anyways, I was looking at like what movies and TV shows he's in because I...
Oh, you were like, now I have to just watch him.
Yes, right.
Strictly.
And I picked the right one.
Oh.
Because I watched Normal People.
Oh, wait. He is in that. Okay, wait. That did not even click for me.
Did not even click because when you see somebody in a certain movie, you kind of like picture them only on that like topic of movies or
that's
that genre.
That's a good actor right there.
But no, this one... And I am gut-wrenched at this show.
I haven't heard anything about it per se, but I've heard that if you're watching this show, you are crying.
No, and here's actually a funny little little twist because I watched Gladiator first, but this new show is My Roman Empire.
Okay, now I kind of want to watch it.
It's so good. I've never been so emotionally involved, like staying up till 2 a.m. when I very much shouldn't. I put on my like to-do list this year to sleep more.
She watched Tell Me Lies.
Oh, that's another one. This is like that though. This is how connected I am to it and to like the characters
that.
And the stories. And I'm like, oh my God, it's about two people who met in high school. They had kind of like a rocky start to their relationship, but like when they were together, they were in love. And then it like follows their life and like how they change, but they still like kind of always come back to each other. Oh my God, it's gut-wrenching. It's beautiful. It's artistic. It's everything in a show that I needed right now.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to watch that because I'm on my last few episodes of my current show.
Yeah, you're gonna love this.
So I need a new one.
But the weird thing is, I feel like I'm watching it for so long, but it's only like 20-minute episodes.
Dude, those are the best. Those best.
They're the
though.
Best.
I love that.
But there's so much content
inside
the episode that
I
don't
it.
Even realize. It's so beautiful, and also like Paul Mescal is just genuinely—he's my celebrity crush right now. Like, screw you if you disagree because you're wrong. So. Moving along, what else did you watch?
So I watched a lot, but I'm going to piggyback off of TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a couple TV shows right now, actually.
A couple.
I hate it. I hate watching Week to Week. I hate watching Week to Week.
Yep.
Who said who?
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 Why?
Why?
Literally. It's,
where?
So.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I hated on this show when my parents told me about it. It's called Landman.
Oh.
It's about the oil industry in Texas and just the oil industry in general, I guess, like Midland, Texas. You honestly might like this
show. Okay. Wait. I think I might have seen a little bit about it.
It's on Amazon Prime, I believe.
No, I did see a little bit about it. Yeah.
And my parents told me about it and they're like, oh, it's about the oil industry. And I was like, so boring. Like, why would I be interested in that?
It's good.
Your girl downloaded the first episode on her way home, like back to Nashville. And I watched on the plane and I went,
okay,
this is kind of entertaining. And then I binged it all and I was caught up. And now I'm week to week and I hate my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
week to week?
Week to week.
Give me a break.
But I'm like, why week to week? I forget about shows.
Yeah.
I want to binge it and I want to be like, when's the next season? Not when's the next episode 8.
Right.
Like, that's lame.
No, that sucks.
But I highly recommend it. It's very entertaining. It's got the drama. It's got the love. It's got, you know, stuff for the boys.
Oh.
I started saying that too.
Oil. It's so, I say oil, but.
I say oil too, but I try and blend in here and I say oil.
I just like to say oil for fun. It's honestly, what are you even saying? Oil?
Me too. It's kind of fun
it's
to say.
Funny.
I'm like, oil.
Yeah. If I need oil for any reason, I'm going to ask you for oil.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I know if there's, you know, my lovely friends that are Northerners or just don't say oil. I know you're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But saying oil is so fun.
It's so funny.
Like, it's not even a word. Oil.
Yeah. No. Oil. It's like, we're like cavemen. I was thinking recently, though, about like shows that have been canceled that should not have been canceled.
Oh, there are so many.
So
I
many.
Forgot all of them, but
dude,
there are so many.
Did you ever watch Carrie Diaries?
Dude, when I fell in love.
Oh,
with Austin Butler and that, like, I would be like, no, I'm marrying him.
No, I wanted to be Carrie so freaking bad. And here's my question: that's definitely a spinoff for Carrie Bradshaw, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
her,
good.
No, her name is Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay. I forgot. It was so long ago, but I was like, why is this like one season? I was like, what do you mean? I waited for so long, kept checking to see if there was a second season.
I have
what
watched that show 4 times.
It's so freaking good. Whoever made that show, go ahead and come out with another one, please. Yeah,
you put crack in that show, and I was
insane,
snorting it up.
There's another Amazon show that I need you to watch. I don't know if it's canceled or not. Let me see if it is, but it's called My Lady Jane. Shannon, it is so... Well, actually, I don't know if you'd love it.
Immediately retracts.
Because it's like a Renaissance-y phase, but it is so good and romantic and funny.
You can get me in. If you can hook me, if it's a show like that, if you can hook me within the first two episodes, you can get me there.
Watch it.
Because Landman, exactly. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh.
Oh.
I was like, but first episode, I was like, actually, I'm intrigued. And you know what made me intrigued about that show?
What?
Is the mom and the daughter and the dad. Their dynamic is hilarious in the show. So that's what sold me on it. But that's to my whole point. If you can hook me in the first two episodes, I'm in. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I like that.
I've also been watching and watched. I binged it. The Squid Games.
I forgot too. that even came out, because I remember the first one, I was like, no, I'm not going to sit there and read the sub. I was obsessed
with it. Do you read the subtitles, or do you get it dubbed?
I read the subtitles.
Okay, so the first season I read the subtitles.
Yeah. The second season,
I don't feel like I had an option. I just played it and suddenly I was like, wait.
It's in English?
I mean, they're speaking a different language, but they have it dubbed English. But I was like, I feel like first season I had the option.
If that happens, I'm focused on their lips moving and not matching the words.
No,
drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy too, because the subtitles and what they're saying are not the same thing.
Uh-uh.
So they'll be like, oh my God, that's really hard. And then the subtitle will be like, it was very difficult.
No.
And I was just like,
I would go insane, because I can't even focus on the movie after that point.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's tough.
The only nice part about having it dubbed is I don't actually have to look at the TV.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I'm like, oh, I can do something on my phone.
Yeah, that's true. But when that does happen, I'm usually more locked into a show.
Exactly.
If I have to read the subtitles.
Exactly.
Anyways, that I can't wait to watch that.
Squid Games 2 was very entertaining. The ending sucked. I think we all can agree. But apparently they're literally releasing season 3 with in 2025.
What?
Yeah.
Hell, I was like, I love that for us. When does that ever happen?
America, why? Stranger Things? Why are we waiting 4 years?
Stranger Things is, I was literally about to say, that reminds me, Stranger Things is coming out this year.
It's been 4 years.
It's been so long. But also, why do I not remember Stranger Things coming out when I was 17 years old? That's so weird.
Oh, yeah. I watched it with my parents.
Yeah. Because it was I don't know. But it was so freaking long ago.
It was a long time.
Now Millie Bobby Brown's married.
Because they take 8 years to release each season, which granted, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
You got to make it good.
It's a very intense technical show.
But at the same time.
Come on, Squid Game's out here making a whole nother story. They never stop filming.
70-hour work weeks, Stranger Things. I want to see.
Pay them more.
pay them more so we can get our damn shows in. So I am excited. I feel like we've got a lot of good shit coming out this year too.
Well, I was also going to say, so Squid Games, this is more on the pop culture side.
Yeah.
I was on Amazon Prime with my parents and we're trying to figure out what to watch over the holidays, and we didn't even come across this. It just came on after a show that we were watching, the Mr. Beast Games.
Oh my God. Do you know they're giving out the most money?
$5 million.
They're giving out, I think that's the highest.
More? Because during the show, they're giving out money. So they're giving out more than $5 million in general.
That's insane.
So me, my mom, and my dad watched all of them in one night.
Yeah, I love that.
We were so invested. I was like, wait, this is so entertaining.
It did look entertaining.
It's Squid Games, but without the killing. And
kind of real life.
Yeah, and then $5 million. Like, that's
like the end person gets that?
End person gets $5 million. And they get an island, which is worth $1.8 million.
An island?
Yeah, weird, right?
Random.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
And some other stuff. I don't really remember. The only thing that stuck out to me was the $5 million. Sue me.
Right.
But there was one challenge in the show where pretty much there was just this thing behind them that literally was just money. And it just kept zero all the way up to $1 million. And there were four people standing. And if they hit the button to accept $1 million, they could get $1 million wired to their account right then and there. But the caveat was that their whole entire team that they were representing got kicked off the show.
Who wouldn't do that? Are you kidding me?
None of them did it.
What?
I know.
No, that's not real. That's not real. I don't believe that.
No, none of them did it. None of them pressed the button.
I don't believe that. That had to have been scripted.
I was literally like, I'm sorry, what?
The way that, like, I would be like, sorry.
I'd be like, I'm guaranteed a million right here, right now. I'm not guaranteed 5 mil.
You're not guaranteed 5 million.
And at that point, there's still like, there was a couple hundred people.
And then everybody's like, thank you so much. That's amazing. And then you're okay. Like, I don't actually know you.
No, literally that. And then it's also like, I'm not gonna lie. The humanity experience, what am I trying to say here?
The humanitarian.
The social experiment going on right now.
Right.
Watching the show and having that happen.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, you're like, none of these people took it. And now all these people that were on their team or whatever are like, they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. They're like praising them like they're God a little bit. Okay, there was this one guy that's literally like a cult leader kind of vibe.
Ew.
And it's so weird. And I'm like,
okay, I just don't believe that. Here's my hot take. It's scripted. It's anyway.
Mr. Beast, I don't know, it's tough.
I know. He does a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff but it does come off sometimes.
Yeah. Scripted. You know what? Okay, I was actually, before I forget, I was thinking when you were talking about The Substance, the Golden Globes, we have to talk about.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Demi Moore's speech was hands down the best speech.
The best.
And it was amazing. It was so beautiful. She was so well spoken. It was so beautifully
the first
said.
Time in what 45 years she's been acting, and she's just gotten an award for it. I'm like,
I know.
Oh my God.
And she literally, didn't she say she was like gonna stop? She was like, I was gonna stop doing this, and then suddenly The Substance script came on my desk, and I was like, this is such a wild script. I was like,
and from what I like saw, she did so, like, I'm talking like American Horror Story type, like crazy acting.
No, that, yeah. I mean, that, let me tell you, like seeing the movie,
yeah,
I mean, there was a girl coming out of a spine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, nasty.
Yeah. So I'm like, but here's my thing. You know what's interesting that I found out? Because I, hot take. With the award show, some of the shows that got most of the awards, I have not even heard of or seen or anything. I haven't heard a thing about it. And so I was looking it up, and I was like, because the Oscars are coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why do I feel like, I don't know, the Oscars are bigger, better, maybe just like in general, just like more authentically right in the way of giving awards to the best people. I don't know what the hell I'm.
Wow, that was.
That didn't make any sense.
What that sense was, but I totally understood what you were saying.
It's
because you're trying to
give awards to the people who deserve it. Actually,
yes.
Whereas the Golden Globes, I feel, and I'm well. Here, hang on.
Wait, is the Golden Globes the no? That's the Academy Awards.
So, what I'm trying to say is, all of these actors and people are amazing. I'm just saying, when the most awards that are won in the Golden Globes are something that I haven't even heard of, I'm like, what? How does that even make sense?
Yeah.
You know? So I looked it up. Not hot take, but tea, because it's actually pretty interesting. The Golden Globes are judged by around 300 journalists from around the world. And the Oscars are judged by thousands of voting members, and
really?
And the Oscars vote, directors vote for the directors and then actors vote for the actors. And
wait,
then
the Oscars?
Yes, for the Oscars.
Okay, then that's more meaningful to me.
More meaning, right? That's what I'm saying.
If my like peers are voting for me to be the best leading actor or actress in this movie, I'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Right? It means more, but also it's like the artists are picking the artists. Like they know what they're talking about a little bit more, and they've been in the scenario, and they're like, wow, Zendaya did incredible in Challengers. Like, I mean, her acting, like I couldn't even like whatever, you know what I mean? It means so much more. And I feel like it's so much more accurate to what everybody else thinks too.
Yeah.
So just some hot takes. I feel like Golden Globes are...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 300 compared to thousands. And then 300 is just journalists, whereas these are peers among peers. So
interesting, because now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, well, why? Not that...
I know what you mean.
Getting a Golden Globe isn't a big deal. But I'm like, a lot of the people up there were like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
this is the best thing ever. And I'm like, what about an Oscar?
Right.
Maybe they think it's maybe you're like so happy that you got a Golden Globe because it's kind of like, oh, wait, I might get an Oscar. Like, I really might get an Oscar.
I mean, I feel like this is the first year I've actually done research in like the film industry. So like, mm-hmm. but before I really only heard of the Oscars and like the Golden Same. Globes, I didn't know if it was like music or movies. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying like, but at the same time, it is really nice to be recognized for your work no matter what or what kind of award. Like, so I get why they're like, holy shit, thank you. Like, That's I haven't true. Gotten an award in 45 years.
I mean, yeah, it's like, if I was recognized for waking up in the morning,
right.
I'd be like, thank you.
I just want to let everyone know that
I woke up and I got out of bed today. So yeah. It's like, I get it. Like being recognized for something, especially when you put so much work into it, mm-hmm. it's like,
and it's like
so much passion in front of
all the most amazing movie stars and directors and makeup artists of like, the year, you know,
Demi Moore, like I, that would be. I didn't know that until she said it. And I said, wow, if that was me, like that would just be mind blowing.
Stop. I know.
I'm like, how are you not crying?
I know. Well, it also reminded me of the Jennifer Coolidge speech that she did where it was like, I just want to say thank you. And, you know, my neighbors are now inviting me to their house. And I'm like, she made me literally so happy, dude. She's like, she was like, I was going to stop acting too. I was almost finished until The White Lotus. And The White Lotus was like mind blowing. She's incredible.
I love
I'm
it.
Obsessed with her. She's iconic. And then she gives a speech and it's just such a Jennifer Coolidge speech. And it's like, she's like, thank you for recognizing me. I was gonna quit. It was the same situation.
I love it. I will say though, I am all in for Nikki Glaser. Is that how you say her last name?
Who is that?
The host of the Golden Globes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Run it back, girlfriend. I loved it.
Just like, thank God, somebody who's actually funny. Just I'll say
it's
it.
It's just funny and like light-hearted.
Lighthearted. My God.
It does not have to be so.
Yeah, just like.
You get what I'm saying? You all I get do what, I'm what you're saying.
We do.
It doesn't have to be that deep.
No, it really doesn't. But she did a great job and I love every roast was just spot on and really funny. And actually, hilarious. And not like crazy out of pocket,
no,
you know,
it's
just
all like
the shock factor jokes for me are just like, really? That's how you got, you know, mm-hmm. but she had calculated jokes.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
Like she really is so funny.
I loved that. I guess that is a great place to end our episode.
You know,
we've missed you guys. We could talk for like 3 hours straight, seriously.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Spotify.
DM us
because our DMs are always open.
It's going to be snowing this week. So like send us your freaking recommendations for movies and TV.
Yes, please.
Definitely. And iconically, we'll see you next Tuesday.